Thanks for listening to the BYU-Idaho Radio Evening Headlines Podcast. I'm Brock Roylant. Here's your local evening headlines for Wednesday, July 6th, 2022. The Imagine Idaho Foundation is working to increase internet speeds throughout the state of Idaho. According to Local News 8, the nonprofit organization is trying to bring better internet connection and access by trying to bring broadband infrastructure to all of Idaho. The organization believes this way of connectivity will create stronger, stable communities in Idaho and improve economic, telehealth, and education benefits. Idaho will receive at minimum $100 million through the Broadband Equity, Access, and Development Program, but they say they have seen estimates of up to $1 billion for funding. Imagine Idaho now wants to prove to the Federal Communications Commission that $1 billion are necessary for Idaho to get high-speed internet access everywhere, especially in rural areas. The organization is conducting a speed test campaign to help with those efforts. The test will show how many residents are running with poor or no connection. Rexburg Planning and Zoning will have several rezoning hearings this month, some of which include amendments to the zoning map for the city of Rexburg. According to the Rexburg Standard Journal, the commission will hear any objections and recommendations. In an interview with Idaho Governor Brad Little on Independence Day weekend, he encouraged Idahoans to become more involved in local government.
People need to participate in our system. The Democratic Republic requires participation. There are lots of opportunities. Some of them are elected, some of them are just participation. Go to a school board meeting. Go to a planning and zoning meeting. What do you want Rexburg to look like in the future? And do you think Rexburg's growing too fast? Do you think there's some other things we can do? There are all kinds of opportunities in local government, in civic organizations. Government is important, but it only works if other people participate.
For details about Rexburg planning and zoning projects and upcoming hearings, visit rexburg.org/calendar. The Rexburg Temple has reopened after going through a deep cleaning and a slight remodel. Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in the Rexburg area no longer have to travel to Idaho Falls to go to the temple. This is the first time that the temple has been open this semester. It had been closed since April 11th. The remodel was to help accommodate more patrons. And although appointments are no longer required at the Rexburg Temple, they're recommended. To schedule an appointment at the temple, log into your church account at temples.churchofjesuschrist.org. These have been your evening headlines for Wednesday, July 6th, 2022. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU-Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. I'm Brock Roylant, and this is BYU-Idaho Radio.